ABC Radio Australia.
The financial burden of hosting the Pacific Games is the excuse Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manase Sogavare used to controversially postpone national elections. But just what is exactly the total size of that burden? Reporter Jordan Fennell put that question to Pacific Games Council CEO Andrew Minogue.
It's a good question, and I'm probably speculating on sort of giving an exact answer. There's parts that we know and parts that we're not quite sure of. And I'll just break it down. In terms of the Solomon Islands government, they've committed a Solomon Island dollars budget of $550 million towards the Pacific Games of 2023. And that's been broken into 5 years. So basically $110 million Solomon dollars a year for 5 years. And in, I guess, Australian dollar terms, you'd divide it by around five or six. So somewhere around 90 million Australian dollars. Now, those costs are largely to cover the operation of the games, actually putting the event on, and you know, all the employment opportunities, all the services that need to be run at the time of the games, all the equipment, running the venues and so on. Now, some of that money is also being earmarked for other projects in terms of some of the infrastructure. So, for example, Solomon Islands Football Federation are getting new pitches and a new training centre. That comes in under that budget, as does the Institute of Sport, what they call CINUS, which is opened about a year ago. So the cost of that and operating that, which is open now, preparing the local athletes for games next year, is included. On top of that, you've then got the donor governments around the region who are putting in money in terms of facilities mainly to deliver all of the venues that are needed for the games. Now, this is where we don't always have the data on exactly how much it's costing, because some of those agreements are government to government and they're quite closely guarded. They don't necessarily come to us at the Pacific Games Council. Our only objective is to make sure that they will have the facilities on time to host the games. And provided they can assure us of that, how they pay for it and where the money comes from is often something that we don't need to be across. As long as we're comfortable, we've seen the plans, and we know they're going to be delivered on time.
And what's the breakdown of money being given by donor countries?
Australia have announced fairly recently $100 million Solomon dollars, around $17 million Australian, for some of those costs. Now, in that case, it's going to be refurbishing a lot of the accommodation in the schools that will be used as the athletes' village, and also some work they're doing around the water park for some facilities where we're going to be hosting a number of water sports during the games. So that's an example of a donor arrangement that we have had some visibility over the numbers. Some others we don't. For example, China building the main stadium and a few of the other venues and facilities. We don't know exactly what the costs of that are, but it would run into the tens of millions. And then there's other donor partners as well. New Zealand has done a little bit on the Honiara City multipurpose hall that's been refurbished. Japan is doing a lot of work on the main road at the airport, which are not specifically for the games, but are going to be vitally important for the games to run smoothly.
Interesting, yeah, that you don't necessarily have all the oversight, I suppose, of that money. Are you comfortable with the different donors who perhaps haven't given that transparency to the amount of money coming through? And I guess, is it as long as they're hitting their timelines and everything, the games are comfortable and just watching that play out, I suppose?
Yes, I think what probably needs to be understood here with a question like that is these donor arrangements in providing infrastructure to support the delivery of the Pacific Games have been going back at least two decades. The first time I attended what was then South Pacific Games was in Fiji in 2003, where a lot of the facilities there, which still exist in Suva, were provided under similar donor arrangements. So this is a very normal thing. Samoa had the games in both 2007 and 2019, where there were similar donor arrangements. This is a normal thing for us as the Games Council to see and have sort of oversight of. It's not something that's new in 2023 in Solomon Islands, even though it is new for their country, having not had the games before. The donors are predominantly China, but there have been other players involved as well, including Australia. The provision of those facilities has always been in a timely manner and enabled us to deliver the games on time.
You were saying that the Solomon Islands itself has put in about 100 million Solomon's dollars each year for 5 years. Is that up until 2023, or how does that sort of get mapped out?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's sort of a whole of games commitment of 550 million Solomon dollars. I think the timing on some of those annual payments has not always been sort of evenly 110, 110, 110, so on. But that is their commitment over the 5 year period.
Can I ask if you know how much of that money has already been spent from the Solomon Islands government up till now, 2022?
Not the majority of it. I think the majority of the spend will come sort of towards the end of this year and all through next year. I mean, a lot of the operational costs of the games are games time. It's all the food for the athletes. It's all the cleaning services of the venues and the accommodation. It's all the transport that you need to get all the athletes around to the various venues. A lot of those costs, the broadcasting and a whole lot of others, come in sort of right at the end. So the majority of those funds will be deployed, I guess, over the next 15 or 16 months.
And so, doing quick maths from what you've told me, am I right in saying that altogether the games will cost around 150 million Australian dollars? And how does that compare to costs of other Pacific games?
Probably, I don't know, I'd be speculating.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say it would be 200 or 200 plus. But I mean, it's nowhere near the most expensive. Back in 2015 in Port Moresby, the Papua New Guinea government basically funded the construction of an entirely new suite of venues in Port Moresby to host those games. The total games cost back then was about 1.5 billion kina, which was somewhere near, well, I guess, about 500 million Australian dollars. They were a big games, big population, of course, in Port Moresby, and the facilities that were needed in that city for the emerging generations of young people meant that the venues were quite a bit bigger than what we're going to see next year in Honiara. This won't be the most expensive Pacific Games we've ever seen, and far from it.
That was Pacific Games CEO Andrew Minogue speaking there to our reporter, Jordan Fennell.